Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning. Thursday, December 14th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour, 23 degrees and clear skies, and it is the day we have all been waiting for quite some time. It is the day of the fruitcake toss. This is going to be an event like no other. We have been talking about this since the week of Thanksgiving, I believe, is when we started taking nominations for this event. The fruitcake toss will happen tonight at 7 p.m., 7 p.m. sharp. We're already getting phone calls right off the bat here. I'm telling you, it is going to be an event like no other. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Chip, did you get a hold of Sarah?
Yeah, it means I'm going there.
Oh, no. Why can't you make it?
I'm being busy.
You're busy tonight?
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing tonight?
We'll watch the TV.
You're going to watch the television?
Yeah.
So you'd rather do that than come out and throw a fruitcake?
Let me get ready basketball game tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to get ready for the basketball game tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Well, we'll miss you tonight, Chip. We got a lot of people coming out for the event.
Sorry for that.
No, that's okay. I understand you're getting ready. The holidays are a very busy time.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to?
Nothing
much, huh?
No.
You did very well last year, if I remember right.
Yeah, me. Let me do that next year.
Well, yes, we'll be glad to have you back next year. I'm sorry you won't be there tonight, but I understand you're busy.
You had Santa call in, so?
You know, I have not heard from Santa yet this year. I don't know how that's all going to shake out.
Not yet?
Not yet, no. And we're getting close, aren't we?
Yeah.
No, have not heard from Santa.
No.
No, tonight we're having hot chocolate and Buckeyes at the event.
Yeah.
So that'll be nice.
Yeah.
You can listen tonight, Chip, at 9:15 if you like.
9:15? Okay.
Well, hey, thanks for calling in, Chip.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Well, there we go. We finally heard from Chip. Now we know how everything is shaking out. But it is the night of the big fruitcake toss, and it is going to be very big. We're sorry Chip will not be there tonight, but we have got a cast tonight. Unbelievable cast for this fruitcake toss, which starts at 7 p.m., 685 Delaware Avenue in the back parking lot. Now, I was there last night, and there is a big floodlight on the building, so we should have no trouble seeing what is going on tonight at the fruitcake toss. Now, I do want to remind people, if you have nominated people, basically for what just happened with Chip there, if you have nominated people, if you could call and give them a little reminder today, hey, tonight's the fruitcake toss, remember, next to Pizza Hut, out back, 7 p.m., that's probably a good idea, just to give everybody a little reminder. I'm sure they remember, but, you know, reminders are a good thing because weeks have passed and some people have been nominated. But right now, the list as we have it, we have Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Apfelfeller, Sarah, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, Ayers Ratliff, Tracy Lee, Pastor Whitaker, Jason Schauber. Jason Schauber was a late entrant, by the way, city councilman. Bill Collins, Let's see here. Bill Collins, Mary Ellen Withrow, Jack Kellogg, Fruitcake Lily, Pastor Craig, Ted Williams, Sheila Evans, Linda Sims, Ed, Caleb Rice, Bob Welsh, Mrs. Welsh, George Kasotis, Joanne Kasotis, Sheriff Bales, a member of the fire department, Judge Edwards, Carrie Grigsby, Caitlin from the Kroger Pharmacy, Lois Fisher, Nick Fisher, Miranda McGinnis, James Anderson, Abby, Mike McGinnis, Becky Morgan, Fred Malone, Sean, Lieutenant Brown from the police department, Bob Smith, and Weasel Boy. You know what? Now, is somebody listening on TuneIn this morning? We're going to try to check this out here. Somebody, I just got a message that something was going on with TuneIn. I think it's working okay as far as I know, because I think Chip listens on TuneIn. But is anybody out there listening on TuneIn this morning, the app? If you are, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Let's find out if TuneIn is working. I think it is, as far as I know. I have not heard that TuneIn is not working. Oh, okay, apparently it just kicked in. Okay, so I think we're okay. Now, the fruitcake toss again tonight, 7 p.m. Now, this is big, big stuff. We're talking about a big, big event. Now, last night we were all at the studio kind of getting ready for this because it is not just a fruitcake toss tonight. And by the way, the winner of the fruitcake toss will get a plaque, and they will also get four passes to the Columbus Zoo Lights in Columbus, Ohio. And, of course, you will still have 11 days to get down there for the Zoo Lights. There will also be a plaque handed out to the WGH personality who throws the fruitcake the farthest tonight. There will also be Chestnuts, a.k.a. Buckeyes, there tonight for everybody to enjoy. Very good Buckeyes. And confirmed as of yesterday, there will be hot chocolate there tonight. Free hot chocolate for our crowd who will be at the fruitcake toss tonight. It is going to be an event, and most likely there will be a band there tonight. Now, when I say band, what I'm talking about is a trumpet player. I don't know who else is in the band at this point, but I know there are other people. There's going to be singing tonight. There's going to be the Upper Crust Society plaque presentation to former Mayor Jack Kellogg. This event is truly going to be something to behold, and you will not want to miss it for love nor money. 7 p.m. tonight at 685 Delaware Avenue. Now remember, if you cannot make the event, it will air tonight on this station at 9:15 p.m. 9:15 p.m. This fruitcake toss will air on this station. This is something. Does anybody have any final thoughts on the fruitcake toss? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I've been calling all around and getting my riders confirmed, and it's getting me so excited. I'm getting in the mood.
You know, I'm excited. So Mr. Neal's ready to go, and
I confirmed with him yesterday, and I just texted Carrie and confirmed with her. And unfortunately, Chip did call me today when I was on my way to work and said he wouldn't be able to make it.
And I understand. So we've got, now who's in your group? We've got Mr. Neal. Now who else?
And Carrie. They'll be riding with me, which I still have availability for one more person, but I think Sheila is going to drive herself.
Okay, so Carrie Grigsby is a definite at this point. And mm-hmm. Sheila...
We'll forget what I'm going to say if I don't blur it out. But there are people from the transit that are coming to watch that aren't interns.
Really?
Yeah. So I said, he might let you throw one. I don't know how he feels about late entrance, but, he might say go ahead. But there will be other people coming to do, some of the dispatchers so they can watch and cheer us on. I told you I'd try to get my boss, Mayor Kellogg's daughter, to come and cheer me and Dad on, but I couldn't get a confirmation on
summer. She came to the tree lighting. I would imagine she'd show up tonight.
Well, our favorite. That is what an oxymoron is, right? When something contrasts, like, definitely, maybe.
Definitely, maybe. Now, who, didn't you have one other entrant? Kerry Grigsby, Sheila Evans. Wasn't there one other person who you entered?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I suggested that other people go, but some didn't.
Well, I was looking at the list this morning because I have gotten emails from people in which they are definitely coming, and I'm looking at just the definite list right now, and we're well over 30 people.
Well, like, I nominated Fruitcake Lily, but, like, she's not riding with me. Her grandma will bring her.
Right. So, I mean, right now, the definites I have, Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Sarah, obviously, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Ayers Ratliff, Jason Schauber was a late entrant, but he emailed me this morning. He's definite. Mayor Kellogg, Fruitcake Lily, Pastor Craig, Sheila Evans, Linda Sims, Ed, Kayla Bryce, Bob Welsh, Mrs. Welsh, Kerry Grigsby, Abby, Becky Morgan, Sean. So those are just the people I'm definitely confirmed with. Nobody really has said I'm not coming. So
now I'm starting to get nervous. Now I wish I would have practiced.
Well, you know what? I'm looking for the... Now, Abby, last night, we had a fruitcake toss at the school yesterday with the kids. And they love it. You know, it's a fun event. It just is a fun event. And
that's what I've been thinking. Isn't it great that we have so much fun over something so silly and innocent?
Well, and I think that's what makes it unique to Marion. You know, yesterday we talked about all the fruitcake tosses that do go around. I think ours really is unique in a way. And we've kind of made it our own here, and we have a lot of fun with this. And the thing about tonight is that a woman could win. And Abby is practicing. Now, I don't know.
How far did she throw it?
You know, I don't know what her practice toss was.
Okay, I knew you weren't going to tell me.
No, I really don't know because she did not toss it at the school. I think she tossed it at home last night. So, you know.
I thought, wasn't that Lee that said something about making it a festival and having it at the fairgrounds, the food trucks and the whole bit?
Yes, I think he did.
That kind of was a good idea. Like, and I could see that happening eventually.
Oh, now, I am getting word here that Abby did toss it in her yard last night.
How far did you throw it, Abby?
Yeah, Abby, what were the range on these two tosses?
I like to know what I'm going up against.
Well, and I'm telling you, Carrington might be a sleeper here, and Kerry Grigsby and Sheila, we don't know about them.
Yeah, I believe Kerry said she used to throw darts.
Really?
That's why she thought she would be a good... like a shoe-in for it or whatever.
Now, can I tell you something interesting, though? Probably...
You can, but I won't be able to respond because I got to go make some money, but I'll be listening.
All right.
Bye. Now, listen to this. I just got Abby's tosses. Abby's two tosses in the yard last night. Now, again, I'm not going to say that she is not being honest here, but she kind of threw low last year. But her tosses were 55 and 57 feet in her yard last night. Now, think about that. Last year's winner just got 61 feet. Now, if she walks in tonight and throws 55, 57, she could win this thing. Because yesterday, the fruitcake toss at school, the same thing happened that I always say, is that when you get the two probably most powerful guys, and what happens, they throw them straight up. I don't know what that is, but people throw them straight up, and they don't go far at all. So if she's got a 55 and a 57-foot toss, Abby could be in this thing tonight. And her son Luke measured them for her with the measuring device that we used at the school yesterday. So I'm telling you, this could be a real humdinger tonight. I feel we could have a female winner for the first time. You know, I think the keys to this are don't panic when you walk up to the line. Take your time. Think it out. Don't try to powerhouse it. And get it as far as you can. And you, too, could be the fruitcake champion tonight at, the big event. You know what? I've got just butterflies and all kinds of things tonight. It's just going to be an event. And the people who are shirred up to come to this event, all kinds. It's going to be one of the best nights in the city of Marion. And once again, I believe I should be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for this particular event. Matter of fact, I think I have been. Bringing the city of Marion together on one night in harmony and happiness. Now, I hope everybody's ready to sing tonight, because I think we're going to do Jingle Bells and We Wish You a Merry Christmas and maybe Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You know, songs everybody knows, so we can all sing together, because I want to kind of be back in the old caroling days. I wonder if Abby's bringing any of her group tonight. You know, she's got a nice little group there at her house she could bring along to witness this epic event, the Fruitcake Toss. Apparently, people coming from the transit department to watch tonight. I did hear from Bob Smith last night. He's going to try to get there to participate in this event. Boy, is it a big event. I am telling you what. This is going to be something. You are not going to want to miss this. And even if you're not entered, you might want to come down there at 7 o'clock. Stand in the audience. Be a part of the excitement. Be a part of the merriment. Because there's a lot going on there other than just the fruitcake toss. We've got Buckeyes. We've got hot chocolate. We've got music. We've got sing-alongs. We've got plaques. We've got presentations. We've got everything going on tonight that has never gone on before. The three previous fruitcake tosses have all been straight fruitcake tosses. But tonight, so much going on. Unbelievable. And I know for sure that we are going to have city council people there. I know for sure that we are going to have county commissioners there. I know we are going to have law enforcement officers there. I know we are going to have legislative people there. You know, it's just a magical night. 7 p.m., 685 Delaware Avenue, the big fruitcake toss. If you are not a part of this event, then you are really missing out. People 50 years from now, your grandkids are going to be saying, where were you during the 2023 fruitcake toss? And, you know, you don't want to say I stayed home. The weather is looking good for us. We're looking at about 35 to 40 degrees. No rain, no snow. Perfect weather for a perfect fruitcake toss. And again, I do want to make sure, and I'm going to thank them again tonight, but I want to thank, because it does take a village to put this thing on. I want to thank Bob Welsh for the plaques that he's bringing, one for the WGH group and one for the Fruitcake Toss champion. I want to thank Becky Morgan and Pastor Craig and Matt for making the Buckeyes happen. I want to thank Abby for making the hot chocolate happen on short notice. I want to thank Job and his group of musicians, who I believe are turning out tonight. And, of course, Carrington and also Matt again for leading the sing-along tonight for the big group. This event is going to be fun. If nothing else, it's going to be fun because there are so many facets this year. Does anybody have any thoughts on the fruitcake toss? 740-751-4038. Because it is ground zero for the fruitcake toss at this particular moment. Call your friends, call your neighbors, tell them to be there tonight, because if they are not, it's going to be like, they're going to say, this is going to be one of those events like, where were you when the moon, when men landed on the moon? When men landed on the moon, where were you? And you don't want to say, I was at home taking a nap. You want to say, I was there for the fruitcake toss. Unbelievable is the event tonight. Is the only way I can describe it. An unbelievable event. What can you say? Now remember, call and remind your people today. Everybody needs a little heads up. Call and remind the people. I called and reminded my people that tonight is the fruitcake toss, 685 Delaware Avenue. We don't want anybody going in the wrong direction. You know, it's interesting. Abby's son, Luke, apparently did these measurements. Now, he was the star of the River Valley football team a couple years ago. You know, it's surprisingly nobody entered him. He might have been able to underhand toss this fruitcake quite a ways. might have even broke the record. Now, remember, 72 feet is the record tonight. 61 feet is the record to beat from last year. This is where we are. Tonight, 7 p.m. And remember, for whatever reason, if you can't make it out, and trust me, making it out is what you want to do, but if you can't make it out tonight, you can listen at 9:15 tonight. It will play on this station, and that's the way it's going to go. Fruitcake Toss 2023. Holy mackerel. And will Adam throw it backwards? There's a question to be answered. Wow. 740-751-4038. If you have any thoughts on any of this, let me know. 740-751-4038. Do want to remind everybody our big Christmas party here at the station, which we do air, Christmas special, Christmas party, I guess is what I should call it, will be next Tuesday, December the 19th at 7 to 9 on this station. We're going to have food and merriment and people who are currently at the station, people from the past. We have guests in. We sing. We have a good time. The big Christmas party, the 10th annual WGH Christmas party, happens this coming Tuesday, December the 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. Make sure you listen to that. All right, WGH Christmas cards. If you send us a card, WGH Talk Radio, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Put your return address in the card. We will send you a card back. And I finally got to the mailbox last night. So I do have some cards to go through here this morning. Now, I haven't opened, I saved opening them for on air this morning. So the first card I have here is a beautiful envelope with a kind of a, I don't know what you, a light yellow envelope with a Christmas tree on the back of it. So let's open up this card. Oh, this is a nice card here. Okay, whoa, wait a second. Make sure I got everything out of there. Okay. Well, look at this. This is a specialty made Christmas card. There's a picture of the WGH Christmas tree on it with the pizza crust star topping it. There's a picture of the pizza crust star. There's a picture of the Marianne Michaels plaque, Upper Crust Society plaque on this. And there's a picture of, is this year's fruitcake? Oh, yes, the fruitcake toss. Plaque is on here. Yes, the plaque somebody will win tonight. The fruitcake toss plaque is on here. And then there is a picture of Bob Welsh and Mayor Kellogg and myself. Oh my goodness. Nobel Fruitcake Peace Prize winner. Keep on chucking the Welsh family 2023. Well, there you go. What a great card, Bob. I love this. See, this is true. I was just talking about this. Nobel Fruitcake Peace Prize winner. And by the way, peace is spelled P-I-E-C-E. Piece of pizza. You know, that's what I'm actually going to win. The Nobel Peace Prize. The Fruitcake Peace Prize. Thanks, Bob. We will get you a card back out in the mail here. I love that. You got to love a good personalized Christmas card. So we will put that. Uh-oh, wait a second. Something fell out here. Okay, we've got Bob's return address. Look at this. There's a... see, now this is a good idea at the holiday time. A gift card for a meal of fine dining was eaten in your... I like this. This, you know, I'm not big on gift cards. A meal of fine dining was eaten in your honor. Thank you. Happy holidays. Bah humbug. Well, I'm glad you had a good meal on me, Bob, in my honor for the holiday season. Not on me, I guess. You know, I'm not big on picking up the tabs. But Bob ate a good meal in my honor. Thank you, Bob, for everything you do in the plaques, and we'll see you tonight. So that's a great Christmas card. All right, let's get into the next Christmas card here that we have. Who else goes through their mail on the radio in the morning? Okay, who do we have here? Let's break into this. Remember, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Okay, let's get into the next card here, if I can get it open. Now, this card has a beautiful house on the front of it, snow-covered lawns and a snow-covered tree. The house has boughs and wreaths and all kinds of things on it. Here we go. Scott and WGH Talk Radio. Merry Christmas. Enjoy your Christmas fruitcake. John and Carolyn Heimlich celebrate the beauty of the holiday season. Well, thank you, John and Carolyn. Longtime listeners out there, I certainly appreciate the card. I'll tell you, fruitcake's becoming a theme here this morning. Interesting that I would go through these cards today from John and Carolyn Heimlich. And we thank them, and we will get them on a card. Now, this card is in an envelope sealed with a reindeer. Now, let's see what we have here. Let's see if I can get this open. Fascinating stuff here this morning, isn't it? Has anybody else ever gone through the mail on live radio? You know, I'm just so excited about tonight. It's hard to contain the excitement. Okay, let's get in here. Okay, I think I got it out of there. Yeah, we're good here. Okay. Now, this is a handmade Christmas card. Merry Christmas in green and red on the front with a heart, a Christmas tree, and a star. All very well drawn. Christmas kitty. Oh, there's a Christmas cat in here. A white Christmas cat with a red nose and a cap on, stocking cap, which is green and red. Now, here's the message. I hope you have a good Christmas. I love it when you do trivia. They're so fun. Love, Brinley. Well, Brinley, thank you so much for the homemade Christmas card. I love a good homemade anything. Brinley, our youngest and most devoted listener, who loves the trivia just like so many other people. Thank you, Brinley, for the Christmas card. So we've got John and Carolyn Heimlich, Bob Welsh, and Brinley. Thank you guys for the Christmas card, and I believe we do have the return address from everybody here, so we will make sure everybody gets a Christmas card back. Remember, you still have time to send your card. 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Put your return address on the card, and we will get it back to you. And we keep these cards forever for the WGH archive. All right. Thank you so much for the Christmas cards. They will be hung up tonight prior to the fruitcake toss. All right. Phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on the fruitcake toss or anything else going on in the world, even as we speak? 740-751-4038. Really, what else could be going on Fruitcake Day? I can't imagine much else. Okay. Hot chocolate's a done deal for tonight. We're so happy about that. That's on the list here this morning. The band. Now, again, I think we might take up a goodwill donation for the band. We talked about this yesterday. As far as it comes to taking up a goodwill donation for something. We talked about this last night. If the band shows up, we might take up a goodwill donation for them because their kids out there performing for free. We might do that, and we might take up a goodwill donation for a holiday charity. We'll see how it goes tonight. We'll see how everything shakes out in the next few hours. And if you want to give something, fine. If you don't want to give something, that's fine as well. Prizes, again, we've got the plaque. We've got the four passes to the Columbus Zoo Lights. So that'll be great tonight. We might be adding a Del Taco gift card. Now, I cannot confirm this at this point. But if you show up tonight, there is a good possibility that a Del Taco gift card could be added to your prize take. And possibly one of the great Del Taco beanies. So you really might be walking out of there tonight with some goodies. You know, we know Marion loves food. So it could be a Del Taco gift card, a Del Taco beanie, four passes to the Columbus Zoo lights, a plaque. Certainly you want the plaque. And who knows what else. But that's where we are right now. Okay. Did want to remind everybody, I did have a conversation with Bill Collins, and I think he is going to do the monthly chats that Mayor Schertzer has done for so long. So we're glad to hear about that. And, oh, you know what? Yesterday, I really got the first Christmas present that I had gotten all year. Now, I haven't opened it yet. You know, I'm one of those people who always wants to wait till Christmas morning to unwrap the Christmas gift here. Has a red bow on it, and it's wrapped in white tissue paper. Now, I have no idea what is in this thing, but I thought about opening on the air this morning. Maybe that's how I get past not opening it on Christmas morning. But I don't know. You know, I'm one of those people who like to hold off. And I didn't get a chance to open it in front of the person who gave it to me yesterday. Everything was kind of in a rush. But I do have the first Christmas gift of the season. Red bow, white tissue paper. I have no idea what's in here. I'm guessing it's some kind of a food item, I think. But I really can't see at this particular point. So we'll set that over there to the side. But you never know. Might open it at this particular point. Yesterday, we did do a fruitcake toss at school. And, you know, I'll tell you, there is a lot of joy involved in the fruitcake toss. The kids love to do it. Everybody wants... there is a little bit of a competitive nature in it, to be sure. Kids love to throw the fruitcake. There is just something about that that is fun. And I think part of it is that anybody can do it. I think that's really what makes that event exciting, is that anybody can throw the fruitcake. And we're certainly going to show that tonight during the big fruitcake toss. Unbelievably fun. Okay. Let's see. What else do we got going on here? Well, there's going to be a lot of excitement tonight, and I think we're all excited for that. And, you know, it's we've lost a communal spirit, I think, somewhere along the line, where we don't get together and just have a lot of fun. And tonight we're certainly going to do that. By the way, does anybody have any more comments on what's going on in the city? My goodness, that just continues on and on and on. I was reading the newspaper this morning, and apparently, well, I knew about this. Well, let's take the phone call, then we'll come back to this momentarily here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, how far was the kids throwing it yesterday?
Oh, you know, I'll tell you, it's interesting because we threw it inside the building, so there's quite a slide on the fruitcake. So one kid did throw it 98 feet, but the slide, because the floor is very slick, the slide was probably most of that.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing...
How old kids were they?
High school kids. Yeah.
Well, maybe the slide wasn't all of it. I mean... To compensate 30 feet for the slide over, you know, it's almost 30 feet, you know, over the 72 feet that kid threw. You know, that's a lot of compensating for the slide, but.
Well.
Come out and get in this one, yours? Here's to us.
Well, you know, I don't know. The slide, I'll tell you, I was very shocked at the slides that we were getting yesterday. I think it's the force that people throw the fruitcake, and then it just slides like crazy for whatever reason.
Yeah. How are you coming on getting back on the radio?
Oh, there's been talk of that.
Nothing definite. So, you know.
No, nothing definite, but there certainly has been talk of it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But now, who here we are, ground zero. Who's going to win this thing?
Well, I'm not sure. I think Matt could have a good chance.
He might? Or his brother Caleb?
What's her name? It's not McKenzie. It's...
Carrington?
Carrington, yeah.
Possible.
I think she has a good shot, especially with the women. And maybe Sarah.
Now, if Abby's tosses are correct here last night, 55 and 57 foot, you know, I don't know.
She's got a good chance, too, yeah. She's taking it serious, so.
Well, if those are true, then she certainly has improved over last year.
Yeah.
So it's a whole new thing. And I think.
You're getting a lot of people taking this serious now, too.
Well, you know, it's fun. It's a fun event. But I think the actual fruitcake toss part of it should be taken somewhat serious because, you know, you do get a nice prize. You do get a nice plaque. And we do remember the winners' names. I mean, we had Ralph Thacker. We had Donovan Bauer. And last year we had Ed Pickett. So we've had a different winner every year. We certainly remember their names. And in a lot of cases, we remember how far they threw.
I'd just like to see a woman throw because that would put the lid on Sarah's wanting you to do two divisions.
Well, I feel that a woman can win. Now, I don't know about this Carrie Grigsby or Sheila. I don't, because I've never seen them, so I don't know how they play in there. But I would certainly not say that Abby could not win. I would certainly not say that Carrington couldn't win. I would certainly not say that Sarah can't win. Matter of fact, I would hate to discount any woman on this list. Becky Morgan, Matt's mom, you know, she could possibly pull it out. You never know.
You say it's going to be on at 9 o'clock tonight?
It'll be on at 9, yeah. We're going to do it at 7 and tape it and then air it at 9. So hopefully we can get it all in 47 minutes so it fits in a show. But if we have to pull it over a little bit, we will.
Okay, I'll be listening.
All right, thanks.
All right, again, phone lines are open. Here we are on the Great Fruitcake Day. 740-751-4038. The story in the Marion Star I was looking at this morning, City owes IRS $267,000 and is selling investments to make payroll. So there you go, another story from the city of Marion. You know, as Mayor Schertzer said on Tuesday, we have a little bit of a cash flow problem. So that's where that is now. $250,000, how about that? It's an interesting time, I'll say that. But you know what? We're just dealing in fruitcakes. We're not dealing in dollars and cents. And you know what I'm interested in, to be honest with you? I've known about the fruitcake toss. I've known about the hot chocolate. I've known about the Buckeyes. I've known about the plaques and all that. I'm interested in Jack Kellogg and so on and so forth. But I'm very interested in this band that might show up tonight because I've never heard them perform. I've never seen them. You know, this could be a real, like a street band. You know, have you ever been to New York or Los Angeles or Chicago, Cleveland, places like that where you'll have a group of musicians who don't need electricity to play their instruments and they'll set up and they'll just play? That's what I kind of feel like this band might be. And they're young kids, which is what I really like. I know Job, the leader of this, is 15 years old. But he's a musical prodigy. So I'm very, very, very impressed with him. So the excitement is big. And again, so many people help putting this together. And as Sarah said earlier, you know, a lot of people have suggested that we turn this into kind of a fruitcake festival. And maybe we will at some point, but I'll tell you, we're pretty close to it right now. We've got plaques. We've got food. We've got drink. We've got competition. We've got music. We've got award presentations. I really think you would probably consider this more of a festival than an event. What is the difference between a festival and an event? Does anybody know? I don't know. I think we're pretty well on the line of a festival at this particular point. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, internally, the WGH part of this, We've got Adam. We've got Carrington. We've got Matt. We've got myself. We've got Pastor Whitaker. We've got Pastor Craig. We've got, who else? Linda. So we've got people vying for the, Sean. Sean's in it there. We've got people vying for the WGH fruitcake plaque. Which, again, these are very big things, very important things to be on the list of fruitcake champions. You know, I don't remember. Now, the first year was a smaller year, and then the second year it really ballooned up, and we had a lot of fun the second year. And the third year, now I will admit, last year was a little different. We kind of did it down in the dark. It was raining all day that day. It was a different kind of a day. Last year's fruitcake toss. I think people were kind of down in the dumps. And this year, totally the opposite. You know, you let something prosper a little bit, and look what happens. I think last year, we had a few people involved who were a little bit of a downer. And when you have people who are a little bit of a downer involved, I think it just kind of kills the, what would you say? Kills the anticipation, kills the fun for other people when something like this happens. I don't know. It just seems to me like when you have people involved who kind of don't want to be there or just down in the dumps in general, that's not good. And I don't think we have anybody involved this year. Everybody I have talked to is absolutely excited knowing that we are now on Fruitcake Day, or at Fruitcake Day, I should say. And, you know, with the temperatures being what they are, it's going to be very nice to have some hot chocolate out there with these Buckeyes. You know, it's certainly not a night for diabetics with hot chocolate and Buckeyes. But you know what? You have to splurge every so often, especially during the holiday season. Still have not done any shopping. Got to do that. All right. Phone lines are open here. 57 minutes past the hour. What are your thoughts on the fruitcake toss? You're going to come down and watch tonight. The whole thing is really coming together. All right. I might have just got another confirmation, direct confirmation here that two more people are definitely coming. Oh, we got another person in the audience, apparently with some kids. I just got a message here saying the weather will be chilly but decent tonight, and I'll be there cheering. Oh, her two people are in, so let's add definites to two more people. My goodness. So we know for sure now that Glenn Jerome and Tyler Wilson are definites tonight in the fruitcake toss. Well, we're well above 30 in the definite category at this point. Wow. What an event. And the audience, now remember, bring whoever you want. We know people from the transit station are coming. We know people are coming to cheer. And you know, I don't know anything about Glenn or Tyler here, but maybe they're powerhouses. Maybe they're going to walk in tonight and take this thing. That's what happened the second year we did this, when Donovan Bauer came in and broke the record, 72 feet. Can you imagine tonight if we break the record? And I hope everybody in the audience is going to be singing along out there tonight, because we're going to have a sing-along. We're getting another call here. Let's take the call with 1.5 minute left here in this hour. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, since Lee wants to get on here and jack his jaws, why don't he come down there and show me how it's done?
Oh, the fights are already starting. It's going to be ugly.
I'm going to be real honest with you. I'm kind of scared. And I believe Abby. I'm not going to preface my comment with if what she says is true, because I have no reason to believe this. Not. I'll call her scared because I only throw it 45 foot, so she would blow me out of the water. Still not the winner. She wouldn't be the winner because no woman's going to win it, but she would.
Now, we don't know that. We don't know that.
We do know that. You know that. I know that. Lee knows that. But I'm having like a competition in my mind with the other women because I know I'm not going to win the whole competition. A man's going to win it. But I just want to do better than all the other chicks.
Oh, it's an infighting with the women. Hey, we got to go to break. Call back in next hour.
Does anybody ever have to go to break, Scott?
I do right now. Here comes the break.
Holiday fun. For Mr. Jingling and the entire WWGH staff and crew.
Mr. Jingling, how you tingling, keeper of the keys. On Hallie's seventh floor, we'll be looking for you to turn the keys. He keeps track of Santa's sack and treasure house of toys, with wind-up things that Santa brings to all the little girls and boys. Mr. Jingling, how you tingling, keeper of the keys. On Hallie's seventh floor, we'll be looking for you to turn the keys.
All right.
Very nice.